It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. All this year, we focus in on Bemidji State's latest NHL Stanley Cup winner. Zach Whitecloud joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. During the run through the Stanley Cup Finals last year, ESPN had an article on hockey. That, in and of itself, is rare. The article about two Canadian First Nations players playing against each other, the first time it had happened in Stanley Cup Final history in 30 years. Until the article came out, Zach Whitecloud didn't even know that he was being a part of history.
I honestly had no idea. I hadn't been told about it. I hadn't known anything about it. And then after finding out about it, it was a pretty cool thing, I think, even for just especially our people. And I think the youth of our culture seeing that and just knowing that striving for your dreams and working hard and being disciplined and going after your dreams is something that's very doable. And I think that's a big message to everyone out there.
I remember several interviews with you here over the years talking about how you wanted to get back to your community. You can take that to a whole new level right now. Stanley Cup winner. Do you even know how big of a deal that is back home?
To be honest, no, not really. I think you won't. I don't think I'll really get a grasp for that until I think myself and the Cup are there. I think once you see, you know, the lines and the people waiting to come and obviously whether it's to see me or it's to see the Stanley Cup, whatever it is, right? It seems like wherever that thing goes, it attracts a lot of people, right? So I think until I see everyone and see the excitement, and obviously I hear through my parents and my friends and all that, the support and who's all following along and all that sort of stuff. But I think once I get back there, I think it'll really sink in. I know the community was following along the whole time, having a local viewing of the games at the community hall and those sorts of things, and a lot of people were showing up, videos of them cheering when goals went in, when we won, and all that sort of stuff. And so that was really cool to see from afar. But I think to your question, I think it'll really sink in when I get back there.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.